Hi, this is Austin Hill. Thanks for listening to this highlight from Austin Hill's Big World of Small Business. Now, to hear the entire broadcast or to hear more highlights from our recent episodes, you can go to the Austin Hill's Big World of Small Business program page on myfaithradio.com. That's myfaithradio.com. Well, middle of this last week, a group that calls themselves the Conference Board. Sounds like a very official group, wouldn't you say? The Conference Board, that's a nonprofit entity headquartered in the New York City area. But it's a nonprofit group that's comprised of economic advisors from several different continents, actually. They're very heavy here in North America and the United States and Europe as well, to my knowledge. We have so-called economic experts from around the world who weigh in and say, well, here's kind of what we think is going on in our local economies. Also, the individuals who head up the respective Federal Reserve banks across the United States. And you know, we've got different Federal Reserve banks in different regions of the country. And the heads of those individual banks, they weigh in and say, well, here's kind of what the economy looks like. Well, the Conference Board compiled all this data and they published this report. They handed over this written document and said, look at this. People's confidence in the economy is just extraordinary. Now, here's a very excited Rick Santelli with the so-called breaking news on CNBC just a few days ago. Roll it, please.
Breaking news, and it's good news. We have strong consumer confidence read for October at 94.5. That is the best level since around Halloween of 2007.
Well, my goodness, the best. People are feeling better about the United States economy, better than they have since the fall of 2007. This is the best news yet in about 7 years. Now, what's interesting about that in that same report, there was very disappointing news to report about the sales of durable goods. And which, you know, the big ticket stuff, expensive stuff. And we need manufacturers to be producing durable goods and selling them. And we need people confident enough to buy them. And, you know, we want economic activity. That's what a strong, robust economy is built on, right? But never mind that. The Conference Board experts weighed in and said, wow, look at this. People are feeling good. Happy days are here again. Now, I'm not saying that it's necessarily all bad news, and I'm not necessarily here to pick a fight with the Conference Board. That's not my point at all. But you need to understand, if you are in New York City, and by the way, just last weekend, I met a gentleman that lives in Manhattan. He's going to be a guest here on the show very soon. But I met him in my hometown. He's visiting from out of state, and he actually listens to podcasts, to digital downloads of this program and other programs from myfaithradio.com, our network carrier. And so I know there's at least one person in New York City who's listening to us from time to time and on a fairly regular basis. But if you're in New York City, if you're in Los Angeles, if you're in San Francisco, Seattle, maybe Chicago to a lesser extent, certainly in Washington, D.C., these are places where there is lots of international commerce, a lot of offshore business, you know, money coming in from other parts of the world and global trade and those kinds of things. All those cities that I just mentioned, those are cities where employment is pretty good. Unemployment is relatively low. Wages are pretty good. The view from New York City, from Manhattan, from Los Angeles, from San Francisco, Seattle, Washington, D.C., it is not the view that the rest of us have in what some people in a not so affectionate way call flyover country. You know, all of us in these dreadful places called the contiguous 48 states between California and New York, right? It's a real hit and miss kind of thing. And you need only talk to pastors of churches in different regions of the country. Some of them are saying, yeah, the people in our congregation are doing good, and employment for the most part is good, and you know, contributions and financial support for our church is good. Or you'll find many of them saying, we got a lot of hurting people in our church. We've got a huge unemployment in our community. We've got a poverty issue that most people just don't even want to look at here in our community. I hear that from pastors from time to time. And then this gets to my question here. What's really a part of your future? Would it be employment or business ownership? And here's what happens when you drill down into this this report that, by the way, it wasn't just Rick Santelli, the man whose voice you heard a moment ago. It wasn't just the very talented Rick Santelli at CNBC that made hay with this so-called breaking news a few days ago. If you go back and look, I mean, even our friends over at ChristianPost.com, which is a Christian news operation that I admire and respect very much, but they managed to grab a hold of this headline and report it. It was just repeated over and over and over again. Consumer confidence at an all-time high for the last 7 years. Wow, this is great. Everything's wonderful. But if you drill down into the reports with the Consumer Conference Board, if you turn over here, I think it's page 13. You know what all this confidence in with the so-called experts is based on? It's based on the assumption that hiring is going to start happening soon. It's based on the assumption that this slow, sluggish, lackluster employment market is going to soon turn around. And I'm thinking that pastors in churches across the country probably have a lot of insight about what's really going on in the employment markets. Perspective that the folks at the conference board and other so-called global experts don't have. Hey, thanks for listening to this podcast from Austin Hills Big World of Small Business. For more information about this, you can visit the Austin Hills Big World of Small Business program page on myfaithradio.com.